Everyone loves when shooting stars rip across the sky. Well, the game is on. Each night, there will be more and more. The peak intensity happens this Thursday, August 11th, and the following night. Whichever is clearest and least hazy, that's your night. You always see more meteors when the background sky is dark. That means getting away from city lights. And if you're serious about this, start watching after the moon sets, meaning after 1 a.m. this Thursday night or after 2 a.m. on Friday night. You'll then get a double boost. The meteors ramp up their intensity in the hours before dawn, and the moon is absent. Spread out blankets or lounge chairs. Don't stare through little breaks between trees. Get into the open. If it's mostly clear and not too hazy, you'll see at least 15 meteors an hour before midnight and 60 an hour in the wee hours. You can easily go 5 minutes seeing none at all, so don't get discouraged and quit. During another random 5-minute period, you might catch 10 of them. The trick is to keep your eyes glued skyward. In 1862, two American astronomers, Lewis Smith and Horace Tuttle, discovered a new comet that orbits the sun every 133 years. Soon, Comet Swift-Tuttle proved to travel on an identical path of each of these meteoroids that strike us this week. Therefore, all these meteors are icy fragments from that comet. That comet's large 15-mile nucleus, its super high speed, 80 times faster than a bullet, and the fact that it periodically passes very near us, makes it the most hazardous object in the known universe. For example, in the year 4479, it will pass only a few times farther from us than the moon, a near miss, and sooner or later, we'll probably collide with Swift-Tuttle, with an impact 27 times more explosive than the event that killed the dinosaurs. So the shooting stars this week are harmless, but they're portents of dangerous times ahead. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.